You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you, friends, for taking 15 minutes of your day today on this Monday to tune in to WGOD. Going to hear a word from God today. The word is a word of prophecy, and it's going to come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This sermon, which I just preached yesterday at Island, is entitled, The Darkness is Here. And it's a prophetic look at how, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And the darkness is not something that's coming, but it's already here. It's just like something the Lord showed me years ago. That the falling away is not something that's coming, but the falling away from the faith is already here. It's already happened in this country. And that's what we're looking at here in this sermon. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul says the day of Christ will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. That's our launching point here today. For this prophetic sermon, we're going to end up in Romans chapter 11, looking at the nation of Israel. So I encourage you, listen to this message. If you like a copy of it, you can go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. It's uploaded on there. WGODradio.com, it's uploaded on there. If you go to prior broadcasts, or if you want the actual disc, email me. Paul at WMIEFM.com. Matter of fact, that's my email address. I'd like to hear your comments about this program as well. I hope you're enjoying this program. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. right here at WMIE, 1145 a.m. on 1510 a.m. and the 3 FMs associated with that, and 845 in the evening as well. Also in Virginia now on WDZY, we are heard 830 Monday through Friday. Okay, let's get into the word now. Part one of this message, the darkness is here.
I've been holding on to this for many years now. In 1883, the greatest volcanic eruption in modern history took place. Krakatoa, an island volcano along the Indonesian arc, shot 6 cubic miles of soil, rock, vegetation, animal, and human life 24 miles into the stratosphere. Its shockwave traveled around the world 7 times. Its debris fell as far as Madagascar, more than 2,000 miles away. At the time of Krakatoa's explosion, Captain Sampson of the British vessel Norham Castle was nearby, and he wrote this in his log in the year 1883. Quote, I am writing this blind in pitch darkness. We are under continual rain of pumice stone and dust. So violent are the explosions that the eardrums of over half of my crew have been shattered. I am convinced that the day of judgment has come. Unquote. As long as I live, I'll never forget the day I read that devotional in the Daily Bread 15 years ago. And as I read that, I scoffed to myself and said, no, it's not. I said, the falling away has got to come first. And perhaps for the very first time in my life, at least the loudest it's ever been, I heard the voice of God on that day in my spirit, and he said to me, the falling away has already happened. I'll never forget him saying that to me. It changed everything for me. But the falling away, you see, it was quiet. It was without fanfare. It occurred while men slept. It happened to us when no one was looking. And I've preached a somewhat similar sermon. Ron asked me, you're doing that sermon again, when he saw my chairs out here. The falling away of the United States. Then last week at lunch with Bill Steinbrück here, he shared with me something that he had learned. And while we talked about darkness and how there will be a time of darkness during the tribulation, Bill had said that God impressed into him that the darkness is already here. And for the first time for me, I felt that for the first time, what I felt that God had told me had been confirmed to me by somebody else. That the time of darkness or falling away is not something that's destined to happen in the future, but it's already happened. It's already happened. Now, don't get me wrong. There may very well be a mother of all fallen aways at the end of the age when people are forced to take the mark of the beast or die. And it may very well be darker outside on the day of the Lord. But the darkness is already here. Am I right, Bill? And we're living in it now. And the falling away from the faith has already happened. It just happened quietly and deceptively. While people were marrying and giving in marriage, and men slept, this country and this world's fallen away from the faith. Now, the launching point for today's sermon is one of my favorites, and that is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Starting in verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And I say this and teach this for a reason. You can no longer point to this as an unbeliever or agnostic or scoffer who wants to let it all hang out until the end of the world. You can no longer point at this and say this is still some event far off into the future. Because while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares and went his way. And harvest is coming soon. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, all right, this is how serious the topic is this morning, church. The return of Jesus Christ. Are gathering together, or what people refer to today as the rapture. And Paul had to write this because even back then, people were arguing over the rapture, just like they do today. People were arguing about when Jesus was coming back, just like they do today. So Paul wrote this to set the record straight, because they're arguing about when Jesus is coming back. Now, brothers, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus, the second coming, and our gathering together, episunagoge, the word synagogue, a gathering, epi, a preposition, gathering together. This is his subject matter. I want to talk to you today about the return of Jesus Christ and about the rapture. That's what he's saying. Now, before I get to verse 2, another reason he wrote this is because someone had forged a letter to these people claiming to be Paul. And he had to set the record. Either it was a letter or a false, thus saith the Lord, or a spoken word, but someone had pretended to be Paul to tell these people, hey, guess what? You missed the rapture. It already came. So he's writing to them to say, no, it hasn't. This has got to happen first. That's why he wrote this. And that's what he's about to do. Verse 2, he says, not to be shaken. Don't be shaken in mind or troubled. All right, we're going to have a when and a what. He says, don't be troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter. Then he says, as if from us. False communication. As if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Not to be shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, what day? The day of Christ. That day will not come unless, all right, now here comes the wind. That day won't come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is unveiled, the son of perdition. Verse 4 describes what he does. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Now he continues to tell you what he does. So that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Why, can you even fathom that this time is so breathlessly close to us as it is now? If you can't, then God is saying to you, church, wake up. Smell the chock full of nuts. So from this point on, I'm going to equate the darkness in which we live in with the falling away from the faith in the world. Because once that happens, you're now in darkness. Once the falling of the faith, falling away of the faith comes, now you're in darkness. Because look what happens if you outlaw the light. Darkness rules, right? This country, this world has declared war on light. And Jesus is no glutton for punishment. So what happens when the light of this world is no longer shining? And don't say that can't happen, because you are the light of the world now. A city set on his hill cannot be hidden. You are the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. I want to show you this morning how that has already happened. Jesus was the light. You're supposed to be the light. If you're not shining or a Christian anymore, or you're too busy at a dolphin game, you're not going to shine. And darkness is going to rule. Let's study this portion of Scripture from the top. Now, brethren.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.